Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Riley Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Riley. That's Rock underscore and underscore Riley. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Riley Tennis. Rock and Riley Tennis podcast episode number 112 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. Welcome to another segment of Match Points, where we answer questions from our listeners. This is Match Points segment number 11. If you'd like to send us a question, you can email us at askme@rockandrileytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrileytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. Rich from Toronto, Canada wants to know, what is the proper way to hold the racket, with the index finger extended or not? Hey Rich, thanks for your question. You know, the ideal way to hold the racket as it pertains to having the index finger extended or not really depends on what feels and works best for you. Now, many coaches will tell you to always have the index finger extended over the racket handle for all strokes. But something you should understand is this. Having the index finger extended like a trigger provides greater grip stability, but can limit the natural range of motion of your wrist. Volleys, forehands, and the one-handed backhand slice are the strokes for which I strongly recommend gripping the racket with the index finger extended, or what is commonly called a trigger grip. For the serve, along with the one and two-handed backhand drives, I always encourage players to at least experiment a bit and grip the racket with the index finger not extended. In other words, using what is commonly called a hammer grip. The hammer grip is not as naturally stable or strong as the trigger grip, but it does enable greater freedom and range of movement of your wrist when executing your strokes. I personally use a hammer grip to hit serves and my one-handed backhand drive. For all other strokes, I use the trigger grip. At the end of the day, every player is different. We each have different physical attributes, strength, flexibility, and athleticism, to name a few. Spend some time using both the trigger and hammer grips for each of your strokes and see what feels and works best for you. John from Riverside, California writes, I'm an upper 4.0 level player in my mid-40s. As an avid marathoner, I can run around the court all day long, no problem. I've always been content with counterpunching and playing defense, getting the ball back into play and waiting for my opponent to make the error. A few weeks ago, I made a commitment to try to play more offensively, hit the ball harder and closer to the lines, and take more chances. Unfortunately, it's not working out very well. Hitting the occasional extra winner or two isn't nearly enough to offset the big increase in unforced errors. I've recently been losing to several players I normally beat. I'm thinking I should just scrap this more aggressive playstyle and go back to just playing defense. What do you think? Hey, John, thanks for your question. Now, without knowing more details about your game, let me answer your question this way. You know, it's always important to figure out what you do well and what you don't. This is especially important as it relates to play style because it has a direct impact on how you develop your strategies and tactics. You've got to make sure that your play style aligns with your skill set. Now, skill set encompasses more than just the physical ability to hit your strokes. It's also about mindset and whether playing a particular style suits you from that standpoint. In other words, just because you can blast your ground strokes off both wings, for example, does not necessarily make you a naturally offensive player. A good example of this in the professional game is Andy Murray. Now, I've talked about this in previous podcasts. Can Murray clock his ground strokes? Of course he can. Is he an exceptional athlete, a great mover? Absolutely. Murray, who is a three-time Grand Slam singles champion, is a natural and phenomenal counterpuncher. But there have been many times throughout his career where he has tried to play a much more offensive game with largely mixed results. Murray's greatest wins to date have come when he has managed to find an ideal balance between offensive and defensive tennis, a balance for him that does not take him away from what he does best. My point here is this, John. I'm always in favor of players working to add new wrinkles to their games, and I certainly applaud and encourage you to continue working on expanding your repertoire. That said, I believe you should play the style that you believe will allow you to showcase your best tennis, whether that's playing your natural counterpunching style or something more aggressive. Hope that helps. Jim from Scottsdale, Arizona wants to know, what is the easiest way to add variety to my game? Hey Jim, we appreciate your question. You know, the short answer is there is no quick or easy path when it comes to adding variety to your game. What there is, however, is a general process of adding new dimensions to your game. And it starts with you, the player, understanding that there will be growing pains as you try to expand the variety and versatility of your game. From there, it's rather straightforward. Assess and analyze. This is where you identify the things you do well, the type of shots you can execute with control and consistency, understand what your typical shot patterns are against different types of players, and so on. Then, strategize and tacticize. This is where you create the new plan and blueprint. After that, it's up to you to implement and execute during match play. Now, I'm a firm believer that players, regardless of skill level, should always look to add variety and versatility to their games. As I often say to my players, the number one is usually a great number to strive for in tennis, except when it comes to describing the dimensions of your game. Food for thought. Folks, thanks for your questions. Keep them coming. I look forward to addressing more of your questions in future Match Point segments. As a reminder, if you'd like to send us a question, email us at askme@rockandrallytennis.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis or tweet us at rockandrally. That's rock_and_rally. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. See you next time. I'm James Lynn.